This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3538 for Wednesday the 23rd of February 2022. Today's show is entitled, Installing the Tenacity Audio Editor. It is the 30th show of Archer 72, and is about 5 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, Installing Tenacity, and the reasons behind the fork.
Hello, this is Archer 72. Welcome to Hacker Public Radio. As of this recording, January 2022, it's been at least 6 months since the Tenacity became a fork of Audacity. I'll leave a couple of links, one from Engadget and the other on from Hackaday, relating to the change. And also the Tenacity project page. From the GitHub page, their motivation is listed as, our project initially started as a fork of Audacity as a result of multiple controversies and public relation crises, which you can find out more here. And there's links to privacy policy, which may violate the original product's GPL license, contributor license agreement, which may violate the same GPL license, and attempts at adding telemetry using Google services for data collection. Nevertheless, the goal of this project is to pick up what the original developers of Audacity, the decades long work by the original creators of Audacity, and create an audio editor that is fresh, more modern, convenient, and practical to use, with the help of the guidance of our users and our community. There are at least a few ways to get this project built. One, which I'll leave, is the Flatpak Nightly build from the GitHub page. And I'll leave the notes as to where to add the remote and install and update the Flatpak to see if it works for you. Mileage may vary. It didn't work for me, but it might work for you since I'm on a Fedora system, and I don't know if that made the difference. I left build instructions for using CMake on a gist on GitHub. I wish I could take credit for the CMake part of the instructions, but I can't remember where I found it. First, clone Tenacity from the GitHub page. Git clone https://github.com/tenacityteam/tenacity, and then cd to tenacity. To configure tenacity using CMake, make dir build ampersand cd build, and after the next line, CMake dash g quote Unix makefiles unquote space dash D U S E underscore FFmpeg equals loaded space period. This only takes a few minutes to configure, and then after that you make dash J backtick NPROC backtick. This will take 2 to 3 minutes, and right after that you can sudo make install, and that's the end of the process. Hope this helps. Thank you for listening, and be sure to leave comments as far as how it worked for you. Don't forget to use and support free software. Until next time, goodbye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR is kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.